Coming up at Victory Park this weekend, they've got the Pet-a-Palooza event. And here to tell us more about that, we've got Christy Angie on the line with us. Christy, how are you?
Good. Thanks, Andy, for having me today.
Well, we certainly appreciate you joining us. And I understand that Pet-a-Palooza isn't the only cool thing coming up throughout the course of the week and into the weekend as well. Before we get to that, I want to ask you about the Budweiser Clydesdales. I understand they're going to be at Victory Park, I believe, on Friday. Is that right?
Yes, they will be coming to Victory Park, Ohio this Friday from 5:30 to 7:30. They're going to be different picture opportunities to take with the Clydesdales. They're actually bringing the Dalmatian mascot with them as well. We'll have the Budweiser beer truck, concessions, NEO bubble soccer, different vendors, and a cornhole tournament we'll also be hosting as well. So it's a free event for the whole family. So it's a great time to come out and check out the Clydesdales.
And that's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, I guess you can't have the Budweiser Clydesdales out there unless you're drinking a Bud while you're out there hanging out with the Clydesdales, right? It all just kind of makes sense.
Yes, that's correct.
And plus, you know, a cornhole tournament, too, sounds like a really nice environment. That sounds pretty awesome. Well, let's get into the Pet-a-Palooza. That's Saturday, July 1st. What all goes into this event?
Sure. The event is this Saturday from 9 to noon. So we're going to have different activities going on throughout that morning for the dog. So just bring your dog on up. We're going to have several pet vendors there. We have Pet Value, Biscuits and Bows, Snagglefoot, Dog Walks and Pet Care, the Bark Club, Dog and Clee, and we have Canine Cafe, which is a gourmet dog food food truck, or dog treat food truck. At 10 o'clock, it's $5, and it is called Parade of Pooches. So we're going to take a walk around the park. It's just over a mile long. Wow. And at 11 o'clock, right after the parade ends, make sure you dress your dog up in patriotic gear, and we're going to have a costume contest.
Wow, that sounds like fun. Now, is this the first year you guys have done this?
Yes, this is the first year we're doing this. So this event benefits Kaleidoscope K9, which is a local rescue group, and they're actually going to be doing an on-site adoption day. So they're going to be bringing some of their animals that need homes. So if you're, you know, in look of adding a new furry friend to your family, please come out and support this group. You know, they're going to have a lot of cute animals, and then a portion of the proceeds from the entire event is going to benefit the rescue group.
Christy, you mentioned the dogs are going to be there up for adoption. Any idea what kind of dogs? Is it going to be all kinds of breeds, some mutts, some things like that?
Yeah, they have several breeds. I know they do rescue several huskies, so they're possibly maybe that breed there, but I haven't heard yet which ones they're bringing.
And, of course, you guys also have this thing called Doc Dogs. Now, is that a dog competition? What is that exactly?
Yeah, it's an aquatic canine athletic event. So with the dock dogs, they either jump off a dock into a pool of water, and they're either retrieving a toy in the fastest time, or they jump up to see how high they can jump, and they're grabbing something up on a rig. So it's a really cool event to watch them in action.
That sounds like it could be a lot of fun, just watching those dogs do their thing. Dogs are interesting animals, obviously very, very friendly, but they can also do some amazing things. Sounds like Doc Dogs really gives those dogs a chance to kind of strut their stuff. Speaking of strutting their stuff, and I know you alluded to this already, but I want to get to some more details on this parade of pooches. As I understand it, folks have a chance to enter their own dogs into this parade, correct?
Yes. Yep, so you just bring your dog up to this event. It's $5 with a portion of that benefiting Kaleidoscope K9s, and we're going to take a walk around the park. We'll have a little stop halfway through so they can get a drink of water, maybe some treats, and just strut their stuff with their pet costumes, and it'll be a fun time.
Christy, a little earlier you mentioned the doggy food truck is going to be in attendance as well. I'm just curious,
yes.
What sort of things do people purchase from a doggy food truck, do you know?
Yeah, they make handcrafted gourmet, like natural and organic dog treats.
Wow.
So, she'll make them for the event, and you can just go up to the truck and get a nice treat for your dog. Some of them are frozen, and some of them are a little small plate. So it's nice to bring your dog out to have a food truck treat.
Will there be refreshments and some goodies for the humans in attendance as well?
Yes, we will have our Victory Grill concessions. We'll have plenty of food and drinks for everybody.
Chris DeAngie with Victory Park is our guest here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And while all of this is going on, of course, people want to capture all these memories with their dogs. And I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun for folks to mingle and meet some other folks and meet some other dogs as well. And as I understand it, there's going to be a photo booth here as well, right?
Yeah, we're going to have a custom-made backdrop so they can take their picture with their dog in front of it. And then we'll post all those photos on our Facebook page.
Wow, a lot of really cool stuff going on this Saturday. Well, not only this Saturday, we mentioned that Clydesdale is going to be there the night before, too. Christy, for some folks who are out there listening right now, how can they find out more information on what takes place when this weekend?
Sure, they can visit our website, which is www.victoryparkohio.com, or look us up on Facebook at Victory Park Ohio.
Lots of cool stuff. Petapalooza with Doc Dogs. There's an on-site adoption. The Parade of Pooches, a food truck for dogs, photo booths, plus the Clydesdales will be there the night before. A lot of interesting things going on at Victory Park this coming Friday and Saturday. Christy, thank you very much for giving us some of your time, and hopefully you'll get some cooperation from Mother Nature over the course of those 2 days this weekend so you'll get lots of sunshine and no rain to speak of.
Yes, thank you. We're hoping for the same.
All righty. That is Christy DeAngie with Victory Park here on Bullseye on the Afternoon.